Welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast, where you'll learn how to structure terms and use various creative financing strategies to create profitable deals for short and long-term wealth. Whether you're a buy and hold investor, wholesaler, or flipper, learning creative financing will help you do more deals and unlock profits that you may not even know existed. On the Creative Financing Podcast, we break down actual deals we and our guests are doing and simplify the methods and terms used to execute these strategies. Now, let's dive in and create some terms.
Hi, and welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast. My name's Jeff Rappaport, and I'm here with
Cody Richard.
Nicole. Hey, say hi. Sorry.
How's it going?
Awesome. We're here with a new episode. It's actually our second episode of 0% financing. And we did not discuss any 0% financing in the last episode, but we will now. And I think you'll be amazed at what this can do for you. So, Cody, why don't you share your screen?
Yeah, and for anyone listening on just on audio, we're also uploading everything to YouTube so you can get a little visual experience to follow along with.
That's right. And we'll try to give you the whole audio experience as well. All right. So what we did on the last episode is we took a very basic example, purchase price of a property, $300,000, down payment, $15,000. Interest at 3.75%, amortized over 30 years. And we looked at 3.5%, 4%. We're just going to stick with this one on this particular episode. We then calculated our principal and interest payment of $1,319.88. And then we had a five-year term, 60 months, and a balloon payment of $256,720.
So how much was it? $356,720?
$256,720. Uh-oh. $256,720.
Got it.
Okay, and then I want to give you one other number, and was this the one? I think this was the amount that the seller netted, right? $350,912. I believe that's what the seller would net if there was no underlying loan. Okay. All right. Okay. So what I want to do is I want to talk about 0% financing. Okay. So 0%, what we talked about last episode is that when you amortize a loan, that the interest portion, most of your payment goes toward interest when you're starting out on a loan. And as you start getting into 7, 10 years, 12, 15 years, a much larger portion is starting to go toward principal. Because an amortized loan is that, hey, if it's amortized over 30 years, and in 360 months, it will be paid in full. So what I want to do is, Cody, I want you to just put $285,000 divided by, sure, that'll work. $1,319.88. Okay, so that equals basically 216. It's 215.9. Okay, so that means that if we made that same payment over until it was paid off, right? So it would take 216 months. Instead of the 360 months, it would take on a 30-year amortization. So you have cut out $144 months, okay?
Just by having no interest?
For just having no interest. Okay. Which is pretty powerful. Okay. What if we now, so one, you got to understand that, right? So what that means is that depending on the situation, that means that you can overpay. You can pay more than what a property is worth or what a seller is asking if you can get that principal pay down of 0% interest. Because every time you make a payment of $1,319 and some change, the balance goes down by that much. Okay. Remember when we talked about that in that example in last episode, that when in 60 months, we only gained, let's look at what it would be. So $1,319.88 times 60 means that we would have paid off $79,192. Okay, so let's just call it $79,000 for round numbers. So our balloon payment would be about $206. Our balloon payment after 60 months is $256. So we basically gain over $50,000 in equity by not having any interest. So one, you can see if you are overpaying, that as long as you give yourself enough time, you can make things right side up pretty quickly. And what a seller wants to see, but what do you think a seller wants to see, Nicole? But what do you think would be, when you're making an offer, where do you think the seller's emphasis is?
Probably the purchase price.
That's probably first and foremost, purchase price. What do you think second, Cody?
Usually the down payment.
Down payment. Then what?
Usually the term. I feel like interest rates usually last for me.
Yeah, but it might be monthly payment, right? Interest rate is typically last, I would agree. And how long, right? How long do they have to wait? So, and you might find a seller that says, I might be willing to do that, but I'm only willing to do short-term financing, right? Like I want 6 months or a year. Okay, well, 0% financing isn't going to help us a tremendous amount in 6 months or a year, right? Because what we need is some time for it to actually work its wonders and pull down that principal payment for us. We'd like it spread out as long as possible, right? That would make the most amount of sense. But let's say that we're also, you know, it doesn't really matter if we don't get the deal, right? So could we offer a seller that was asking $300,000 exactly what we offered them? $300,000 with 15 down, 3.75%, $1,319 and some change payment for 5 years. Of course, right? Yeah. We know that they are going to net, what is it,
350?
Yeah, so 350. So could we instead just offer them 337 as a purchase price and the same payment for 60 months? Wouldn't that work? Pretty much the same way. And that might make a big difference to the seller. I don't know why, but it that number makes a difference. And if we can show the seller, you know, it's nice. I always like to put what the seller will net or gross. And the difference for the two is whether there's an underlying debt or not. No underlying debt, the seller gets all the money. It's a net. If there's underlying payment, I'm not going to try to figure out what the seller will net after making the monthly payment, but that's the amount that they'll gross. if I can show them that, hey, I'm willing to pay you, you know, significantly more for your property, even though we did the same thing, right? Because we're offering that interest, we are offering them basically $350,000. But sometimes the seller is more, they're more in tune with the price, right? That they don't really, it doesn't get put all together for them with the interest and how much they're going to get. Plus, what you need to know is that when a seller does interest, they're taxed on that interest. So the interest portion is taxable. If this was like a seller's owner, they owner occupied this property for the last 2 out of 5 years, and they're not making at least $250,000 as a single person or $500,000 as a married couple, it's tax-free. So for me, if I'm selling a property owner occupied, I would prefer the higher price and no interest. I'd much rather have that because I won't pay any taxes on it.
Makes sense? With this kind of offer, would you think you'd usually make this up front, or is it something you make an offer like the one with 300,000 purchase price, 3.75% interest, and they say that's too low and you come back with 0% interest?
I think you can do it all the different ways that you're thinking. However, one of the things that you should know is that sellers can be funny. And when I say that now when you're offering them no interest, they wonder, why aren't I getting any interest, right? So maybe it's something where I make them multiple offers, right? So here's like, let's say that it's a 3 or 4 year term or 5 year term even, or maybe it's a longer term. Maybe that's what you're trying to do. Maybe you want to get a rental for yourself and you're trying to make it as attractive as possible, but you would like the financing in place for 7, 8, 10, 15 years. Now it might make sense to make a higher zero interest offer. And that's really the whole reason why I came up with, you know, if you followed our podcast, you've heard of my hybrid interest rate. And really, my hybrid interest rate is the difference between that 3.75 or 4% amortized and the 0%. It's a way for me to give some interest, but still get that rapid principal pay down and be able to choose what the payment is that I want. So what I want to do now is I'm going to give you a couple of quick examples, and these are on commercial properties, but you'll get a really good idea of what, why you want 0% interest, at least in your toolbox, right? Because it will come in handy. So we made some offers on a strip mall. Okay. And we offered them, we had our hybrid interest rate as one offer. We had a subordination offer. We had a longer term offer. There are a number of sellers, right? A number of owners. It's a family. So they want to sell and retire, and they're all going to split the money. But they're asking way too much for the property based on what's rented. So the realtor came back to us and said, hey, if you could figure out a way to make us a 3-year offer, I will go to bat and try to get this accepted. So the problem is that they wanted to net $2.5 million. That was the number that was thrown out. And that's, again, one of the best parts of being a real estate investor, one of the most important traits of being a real estate investor is being able to listen. ask questions and listen, because people tend to give you information that if you actually listen, maybe you can problem solve. So they said, we want to net $2.5 million. They also said, we don't want to carry this long term. And in their mind, long term is more than 3 years. Okay. So all of the offers prior netted them over $2.5 million. But they were too long of a term. And the problem with it is, if I now decrease the term, I don't get as much principal pay down. And because they're asking kind of a premium, I don't want to keep lowering the price, right? So I want them to see that they're going to net $2.5 million. So what I did is I revised two of the offers. And so one of them, which was a 48 month with this hybrid interest rate, now became, I cut the price a little bit, not a lot, maybe 50 grand. And I left the down payment the same. And the payment, I think, changed by $500 a month. So, and I'll give you a number. So it's the purchase price was $2,525,000 with $310,000 down.
You said 325?
310.
310.
Yep.
Okay.
$10,500 a month payment, principal only for 3 years. So 10,500 times 36 months means that there will be $378,000 of principal pay down during 3 years, right? So 378 plus 310 equals 688. So at the end of 3 years, the balance on this property will be 1.837, okay? Which is important, because if we're buying it, we want to know that we have some equity, that when we go to refinance it, that we don't have to put any more money into this property. And hopefully we can actually pull out some money that we've already put in. And if we're wholesaling this deal, we want that same situation for our buyer, right? Makes it much quicker and easier to sell. So that is the one offer that we now have gotten to. So I didn't make this offer initially, but that's what we've now done to try to get this deal accepted. Let me give you another example. This one you'll find really interesting, I think, because what it does is allows us, it's not, this is a different example, just so you know, Cody.
Oh.
So this property is in California and prices are super high and the income doesn't necessarily make sense for income property, right? I mean, cap rates are 2%, 3%, 4%. And so let me just give you the numbers of what they're asking, okay? They were asking 4.2 million.
Okay.
So immediately I know what they're bringing in right now. Okay. And it's about $20,000 a month. Okay. So if you do anything with income property or commercial, that 1% rule is more like less than 0.5%, which makes it super hard to cash flow. And let's figure this out really quick. So let's say that I'm going to put down 25%, which to me is the absolute, and let's just base this on 4 million offer, right? Let's just keep it easy. Okay, so we're going to put down $1 million. and we're going to finance $3 million. And now I'm thinking, hey, if I go to the bank, what kind of interest rate can I get? Let's say that, based in this price range, maybe I can still get a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac type loan. And let's say 3.5, right? I think that's aggressive, but this is best case scenario that we're going with. And let's say that the lender is also willing to allow us to amortize it over 30 years. When you get into some commercial type lending, that amortization may look more like 25 years and sometimes even 20 years. So let's say that we're getting best case scenario, right? So 30 years, so 360, and we're solving for our payment.
Is it
17,500? So you're financing $3 million.
Oh, I think I got that part wrong. Oops.
360N should be 13,471. Yep. Okay. So this is what we know. That's our principal and interest payment, right? It's only bringing in $20,000 a month, and we still have taxes, insurance, maintenance, repairs, property management. Stuff like this would run probably 35 to 40% of the income. So, how much money do you think is going to be left over when, you've now put down $1 million, you've negotiated a couple $100,000 discount, you put down $100,000 and, $1 million, 25%. And what do you think the cash flow is going to be when it's all said and done? Nothing, right? I mean, that, zero. You'd be lucky to make any money. None. So why in the world would someone want to come in and, the only way that they get more cash flow is that they've got a couple of options, right? One is they keep lowering the price. Well, the seller is going to push back, right? They don't want to lower the price. They're not going to get a lower interest rate, not from the bank. And they're not getting a longer amortization period, right? So what else do you do? Well, that's why income property in some of the markets isn't very good. I guess you could put more money down, right? So yeah, you could probably put $2 million down and get some kind of cash flow, but that's not a very good return on your investment, right? So what we decided to do was offer this seller. We came down on the price a bit. We offered the seller. Now, I already know that that payment of $13,000 is not going to work, right? That mm-hmm. doesn't leave any income. So what we did is we offered $3.8 million. Maybe it's 3.85. I think it's 3.85.
Okay.
Okay, so but by the way, if we look at that first option, when let's say that was owner finance, right? So we were using the seller to finance. Now, let's say we have a 3-year or 5-year balloon. Do you think that we're going to get enough principal pay down where it would now make more sense to get refinanced at the bank? Probably not
that time. Right?
Yeah, probably not. And what if interest rates go up, which I think is the expectation. Mm-hmm. But we're not getting a tremendous amount of principal pay down. I mean, we have a good interest rate, but You know, it's still 30-year amortization, and we're still going to be on the high side, right? No matter what, even interest rates are low. So we offered 3.85. I think we offered $500,000 down. And the reason that we offered that is because that is what they said would be their lowest, right? So now I can't get to a payment that makes sense interest rate rise, right? So let's think about this for a second. So 3.85 million minus 500,000, okay? That means we're financing 3,350, right? Okay, let's figure this out. Let's just throw in some numbers. So let's take 2% at over 30 years.
The payment up over is 12,000.
Yeah. So we're cutting it, but that's not low enough. So yeah, but where do we go from here? We're running out of interest rate, right? So what we did is now we just made principal only payment. Okay. So again, here was a seller that didn't want a long term, right? So we made several offers, 3 year and 5 year. Okay. And she is certainly leaning toward the 3 year, as opposed, she is pushing back against the five. We even made her a 4 year as part of a counter offer. And, but she would like less rather than more. And I understand, but based on the, we just did the numbers. Those numbers don't work, right? That's not just us. That's anyone. Anyone that is going to pay that price is either okay with not making any money or willing to put way more money down and get a really weak return on their investment, right? That's really the only buyer, maybe a 1031 exchange buyer that is running out of time and doesn't care so much.
You have to find someone desperate.
Yeah, but any sane buyer is not doing that, right? So what we did is we gave her a 36-month term, so the 3 years, and a payment of $9,500 a month. Okay, so 9,500 times 36 is 342,000. That's why we had to come in with even a discount. So we're at least going to be at around, what did we say, 3.3. You know, under 3 million, right? It's going to be a balloon payment under 3 million. It's a lot better than where we're at right now. Now, I don't even know if this property would sell, but in California, I figure if anyone was to buy this, what would you rather buy it from us as a wholesaler with those terms, or would you rather try to negotiate a low enough price? You know, and I would love more time, right? I'd love 48 months. I'd love 60 months. And I'm pushing for the 48, kind of the in the middle, because I'd rather have more principal pay down. So
yeah, it seems to make a lot more sense with the zero interest, especially because there's some cash flow too.
Well, and that's the goal, right? Forward. Is that we want to create some cash flow. Now, yeah, we're competitive in a super competitive market. And for our end buyer, wouldn't they want this deal as opposed to anything they could negotiate on that first deal? I mean, they're not getting less than, she turned down 3.6 million a number of times. So, I don't think you're getting it that low. I mean, you could wait it out and see, but I'd still rather have 0% interest. And, you know, by the way, how much money did you have to come up with in this second scenario? 500 plus a fee? You're coming up with a minimum of 800,000 minimum, and maybe as much as a million. as opposed to 600. Now, even if your cash flow is smaller, your return on investment's better.
Does that make sense? Saying if you were to buy it cash, you're going to come in with probably a million?
No, if you were going to buy it with conventional financing, to the bank, you're putting 20 to 25% down. That's a given. So you already are getting a lesser down payment with us. You're getting 0% interest where you cannot get, and you're getting a bit of a discount on the price. It's not long-term, but if anyone was going to buy this, it would make more sense for them to buy it from us than to buy it from the seller. Does that make, do you see now the power of the 0% financing? I'll give you one more quick example and then we'll wrap this up. So we have a deal in progress. We were just talking about it before we did this, where we have some commercial property that's been agreed. We're just waiting on paperwork to be signed. That they said, they told us they don't want to get cashed out, and they want long-term financing in place, and that they would consider 20 to 30 year financing. So we made offers based on 20, 30 year financing. And we did exactly what I just showed you. We had an interest rate and we had, you know, but for the income property, what do you think are the main things for me as a potential wholesaler? Down payment's super important, right? If they want 25% down, that's a deal killer for us, right? So they said, no, we don't care. We're open to flexible down payment. Great. Check number one. Okay, two, we got to create cash flow, right? So What's our monthly payment? I don't really care what the interest rate is. I care what the monthly payment is. And then third is, hey, when it's all said and done, what will be the amount that we have to refinance, or, you know, when it comes time to getting a loan, will we be able to get a loan? Will we have enough principal pay down? Okay, well, they were going long-term. So everyone loves long-term financing, right? Where you don't have to, you know, commercial financing typically makes you get new loans in 5 to 7 years. And there's no getting a new loan here. You can hold this, we have it in place for 23 years, okay? Well, we made them three offers. And one of them was, forget interest. Here's what we can pay you principal-wise. And we'll pay you, we're paying over $1 million more for the property. However, it's being paid down by $14,000. By the way, on a $5 million property that's, let's say, being financed at $4.5 million at 2%, amortized over 25 years, the payment's $19,000, okay? 2%, okay? We're not getting 2%, okay? Our payment's 14, okay? On any amount, it's over 20,000, right? Not with ours, 14. So cash flow should be very, very good. And the principal pay down is pretty good, because every time that we make a payment, it's reduced by $14,000. And we don't have to worry about getting a new loan, because this is going to go for 23 years. However,
you know how much this one makes per month in like income?
$45,000 a month.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but here is one of the keys that I wanted to bring up. So, and this is what I wanted to talk to the realtor about. Okay, because we're overpaying for this property, we need to hold it, right, for a certain amount of time to allow those principal payments to catch up with the overpay of the property. What if we wanted to sell it in 5 years? We have a problem, right? Because that might not be enough time for the property to appreciate and the principal pay down to catch up. And they don't want it to be sold for 10 years. So they wanted a prepayment penalty, which I said, fine, I'll give you a prepayment penalty. And then in the purchase agreement, they said that they will have a due on sale clause in the loan, which means that if we were to sell the property, which we, you know, I'm looking at long-term with this deal. However, can we always predict what's going to happen long-term? I mean, you could have health issues. You could bring a partner in and have partner issues. You know, things could happen with the economy. You don't want to be like, hey, I'm committed to this for 23 years. We might have that idea now, but that doesn't necessarily translate, right? So we better have an out. So I told the realtor, the commercial broker, we need that due on sale clause removed. And he asked why, and I told him. And he said, how about we just put it with consent, you know, that the buyer be a worthy, you know, I can't remember how he described it, but hey, that we weren't just transferring it to anyone that, you know, doesn't have any money, you know, the seller just wants to be protected. I'm like, great, we can do that. And so now we have an out. But that's the one thing that you need to be careful about with, is that if you're going to add to the purchase price and overpay, you know, Nicole, I could buy you have a duplex that you do Airbnb. What's it worth?
What's it worth? Yeah. I think $671 now.
If I offered you $1 million, would you be interested?
Definitely.
Well, I could offer you $1 million, but I want to structure it in this way. That may or may not work for you, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say that it did, but in a year from now, I'm like, yeah, I don't love your duplex anymore. I want to sell. Do I have a problem?
Yeah.
I overpaid for it, right? So that we want to make sure that we take that into account, okay? Even though I can overpay for it, and if I can get the right terms, that makes sense. But if I'm really overpaying for it, I got to have enough time to help it even out and hopefully get right side up where we now have equity as opposed to just payments, right?
So it sounds like it fits a very specific situation, but it can potentially lead to a few more deals a year for a company and make a good amount of money.
Well, there's always people that want long-term financing, right? And you don't always have to go to an extreme, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I might have been able to get away with offering, you know, $300,000-$400,000 less. I don't know. Maybe. I just knew that I could pay that much. And it was more important for me to get that payment and that down payment. I already had the long term. Those all made sense, right? That makes it easy. And now, no matter what I want to do with it, whether I want to stay in it, if I want to wholesale it, you know, that deal has $150,000 to $200,000 assignment fee written all over it. What would even be better is that I buy it and then I sell it on terms, you know, like contract for deed or a land contract, because my payment probably would be $20,000, $21,000. I'd have a $6,000-$7,000 a month cash flow. I'd give it to him long term, because at the end of, I don't care what I'm charging, 3%, which is outstanding, right? 3%, I'd probably have a $6,000-$7,000 a month cash flow. I'd still get my $100,000-$150,000 or more up front, and I'd probably get $400,000 or $500,000 on the back end, because my loan's going to pay down much faster than your loan.
Is it free and clear, Jeff, that property?
Yes. Okay. So I know we went longer than we wanted, but hopefully that was at least a good illustration of why 0% financing should be part of your strategies, and when and when not to maybe use it. You know, I don't think it's a every offer kind of strategy. Could be. but I don't think you're going to get it accepted like every offer, but it's certainly something that listening makes a difference. And you know, some people are, they don't care about the interest rate, but care more about the purchase price, care about the monthly payment. So let's wrap this up. Thank you both. I wanted to incorporate you more, and I think that next episode we'll figure out ways to do so. But all of a sudden I realized that these examples were going to take longer than I thought. So
no, this was really helpful. Add another tool to the toolkit.
So really quickly, you know, rate and review us. You know, let us know what you think about the new format, and you know, help us grow this podcast. I do a wholesale meetup virtually every month, second Thursday of the month. Real life instruction, stuff that you can use, not trying to sell you something. If you are interested in learning how to be a part of that, just reach out to me, Jeff at weofferoptions.com or Rebecca at weofferoptions.com. Just ask to be, you know, that you want the wholesale meetup virtual link. Come join our Facebook group, the Creative Financing Podcast Facebook group. Great place to ask your questions, you know, based on episodes, based on real life examples that you have, deals that you're working on. I'll try to help as much as I can with your deal structuring. And certainly you could go and do that right now, the Creative Financing Podcast Facebook group. Based on the podcast, we've created the Creative Financing Academy, focused strictly on creative financing, the different techniques and strategies, and how to use them, when to use them, how to protect yourself, clauses, everything that you need to know about creative financing. If that's of interest, reach out to me, Jeff at We Offer Options. And then, of course, our apprentice program, it's been around long term. We teach how to wholesale virtually nationwide. We deal, obviously now you see our commercial deals that we are around, and we are dealing with like 8 to 10 commercial deals right now. I know Cody is one of our acquisition managers. Cody is working on getting one of our deals accepted, owner finance, right, Cody?
Yes, sir.
68 units. So we'll see what happens. You know, creative financing is obviously a part of our program, so you will learn how to use that in your wholesaling. And keep in mind, you know, our business model's changing. We are more into wholesaling will always be a part of our business. It may not be 100% or 98% like it has been. We're looking at acquiring either short-term or long-term, so the apprentice program can be helpful to really wherever you may be and where you are trying to go. If you're interested in that, reach out to Rebecca at weofferoptions.com. Any last words, either of you?
Nope. Thank you, Jeff.
You are
welcome. It's cool to see the power of principle only.
Awesome. Okay. Well, go out and create some terms. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Financing Podcast. We need your feedback to continue to bring you the best strategies in creative financing. So please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We greatly appreciate your ear, and please pass this on. Until next time, create some terms. This show offers general information on creative financing strategies and real estate investments. Nothing contained herein should be considered personal, legal, or financial advice. Every state has individual laws governing the use and type of documents used to execute strategies discussed herein. You should consult with a local licensed real estate broker and attorney before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, and opinions of the guests are their own. Profits are not guaranteed, and there's always inherent risk in real estate investing.